This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel said Friday it's reopening a crossing into northern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the war-stressed region. The move follows a phone call Thursday between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden has issued a stark warning to Israel's leader after Israeli airstrikes killed seven humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In a roughly half-hour phone call, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the president told Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on Israel moving fast on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
It could include altering military sales to Israel and America's diplomatic backing for the war. Either way, the threat itself is a sharp change for the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden on Friday will visit the U.S. city of Baltimore, where a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Thursday told reporters about the president's agenda.
As we all know, six individuals tragically lost their lives when the Francis Scott King Bridge collapsed last week. They were hard workers laboring in the middle of the night to repair potholes on a bridge that tens of thousands of travelers crossed every day. The president will meet with loved ones of those individuals during his trip tomorrow.
The Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate aid and promised the federal government will pay the full cost to rebuild. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Taiwan are facing the threat of more landslides and rock falls in their search on Friday for a dozen people still missing from this week's earthquake, as the death toll rose to 12 and some of the stranded were brought to safety. Authorities said the earthquake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called Friday for a level playing field for American companies and workers as she opened a five-day visit to China in a major industrial and export hub. Yellen said she would raise industrial overcapacity and what the U.S. considers to be unfair Chinese trade practices during what likely will be tough talks with senior China officials. The AP's Haya Panduchwana reports on an inmate lawsuit to view the historic solar eclipse on next week.
Inmates who sued New York's Corrections Department will get to view Monday's solar eclipse. Six incarcerated men at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility in upstate New York sued the state over its decision to lock down prisons during next Monday's total solar eclipse. The inmates' lawyers reached a settlement, and they'll be able to view the celestial event after all. They filed the suit last week, arguing that the lockdown violated inmates' constitutional rights to practice their faiths by preventing them to take part in the significant event. The six men included a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, two practitioners of Santeria, and an atheist. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A new report says thousands of illegally traded firearms in the U.S. came through unlicensed dealers. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
New data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021 came through unlicensed dealers who are not required to perform background checks and are not required to keep records of their sales. Almost 60% of closed cases during that time period that could be traced involved people who had previously been convicted of a felony. The Biden administration has separately proposed a rule that would require thousands more gun sellers to get licensed and run background checks. That proposal quickly drew protests from gun rights groups who contend it would ensnare regular people who sometimes sell their own guns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden welcomed NATO's 75th anniversary Thursday as the Security Alliance hosted new member Sweden for the first time at a major meeting, and as Ukraine eagerly hopes for an invitation to join the group at an upcoming Washington summit. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.